AccuWeather forecast, mainly cloudy, breezy, chance for some snow showers, high today near 34. Hundreds of Racine residents notified this week about alterations to the solid waste collection schedule because of the holiday designation and the funeral yesterday of Public Works employee Mark Gates. But a bunch of folks who don't even live in the city also got those calls. Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom E. confirming quite a few of the city's third-party vendor place calls did go outside the city limits as far west as Waterford, and some were even placed very late in the evening. An investigation is underway into what happened. It's kind of like purchasing needed everyday office supplies, only this involves emergency medical supplies for the Racine Fire Department and covers the entire year. A more in-depth bidding process also involved than normal. City purchasing agent Kathy Casper telling the Finance Committee recently they got 5 bid responses on a process that allows more than one contract.
This bid is a little bit different. We do award by line item, and we have a vast list of items that we buy for emergency medical services. And what we do is we just pick the lowest bidder, and that is who the fire department will order from for the year of 2017.
She explained the detailed spreadsheet that's involved, which of the bidders had the lowest cost on each requested line item.
Whoever is shaded is actually awarded that specific item, and the suppliers promise to hold that pricing for that year. We actually got the health department to come on this year with some of their supplies, so we're kind of testing the waters on that to see how that works out.
Total cost on the medical supplies is going to be covered with a 2017 council-approved budget allocation of $105,000. In western Kenosha County, a house fire in the 1800 block of Fox River Road still under formal investigation. Crews from the Randall Fire Department initially dispatched at about 3 p.m. to a single-story ranch home where the flames were reported by the entranceway. A neighbor was able to rescue a dog. Mutual aid then requested from other departments, including Twin Lakes, Wheatland, and Silver Lake. Damage to that home said to have been extensive. The president of Wisconsin's Freedom of Information Council is Bill Leaders, and he says the state Supreme Court was wrong to consider partisan motives when the justices blocked the release of training videos that featured Attorney General Brad Schimel, which were requested by Democrats.
Why a requester wants some information is not something that a custodian should take into account when they decide whether a member of the public is entitled to public information.
Leader says both parties use open records laws to dig up dirt on their opponents, and this case was no different. A handful of borrowing issues are going to be coming to the Racine Unified School Board in the new year related to the Sportsplex and the Real School Project, the Alternative Education Site, and the Gerstead Heating and Cooling Refit, all of which received some attention at a work session this month. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen reminding board members there's a $20 million authority to borrow, which came from back in the spring. And there's a chance a state loan would play a role in this process.
What will happen also is that we will borrow additional money to build out the real school. The question that we're working with a state trust fund loan is, can we roll the $5.2 million in with the $3.5 million that we're going to need when we refinance? If they won't allow us to do that, we'll redo the $5.2 million and we'll take out a separate loan of the $3.5 million. That will be paid for through district revenues, as well as the revenues that come from the Sportsplex.
The alternative education program is planned under one roof, the former Curtin Medical Clinic building on Northwestern Avenue, and the Gerstead HVAC project. That'll cost more than $8 million. It's to replace a monstrous old boiler system. Charges filed in Racine County against a West Bend man in connection with an alleged sexual assault of more than a year ago. 27-year-old James Orris Jr., accused of second-degree sexual assault and 2 counts of possessing a controlled substance. The alleged victim told police that after a night of drinking in November of 2015, she woke up in bed to Orris having sexual contact with her, but claimed she was unable to speak or to move. DNA on the woman was a match to Orris, according to the criminal complaint, which also indicates that the woman had oxycodone in her system. Orris is scheduled back in court on January the 4th. Burger King is going to start using chicken raised without antibiotics, which are critically important, according to the company, to human medicine. The fast food chain making this change to help fight so-called superbugs, bacteria resistant to antibiotics. Scientists worry that giving those antibiotics to animals used for food is adding to a growing number of life-threatening human infections. New study out by the State Department of Transportation shows Wisconsin could raise billions of dollars by tolling the interstates, which several GOP lawmakers believe should be considered. That study says any toll road plan, though, would take at least 4 years to implement, with estimated upfront capital costs of $350 million to $400 million. In addition, it also says Governor Walker's current road funding plan for the next 2 years, that could also cause state roads to worsen over the next decade. The governor's office has not yet responded with comment addressing state transportation funding that's expected to be featured prominently in the upcoming legislative session. You're going to need to work this into your New Year's Eve plans. The last minute of 2016 will be 61 seconds long. The U.S. Naval Observatory says a leap second is being added to the world's clocks in the final minutes of December 31st because of the atomic clock, which measures time more precisely than clocks that use the Earth's rotation. And City of Racine Parks Recreation and Cultural Services hosting a Snowflake Middle School 3-on-3 basketball tournament today. Starts at 3 o'clock, goes till 5 p.m. at the Cesar Chavez Community Center at Douglas Park. The tournament, single elimination, best 2 out of 3. Prizes go to first and second place team members. The Village Board in Sturtevant heard about it within the past few weeks, and with all the details apparently worked out now, an ice skating rink is going to be created in a section of North Park, just like in years gone by. Village President Steve Jansen says it will, of course, require the right temperatures to not only set up the ice, but to hold it solid on the west side of the park, which is on 94th Street. Years ago, there used to be ice skating rinks at both North and South Parks in Sturtevant. Budget cuts in leaner years led to their elimination. The executive director of the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters says the legislature debated a number of controversial bills this year that would have negatively impacted a large number of people, but they were stopped because of citizen pushback. Carrie Schumann says issues like manure spills and fish kills, lead in water pipes and aging infrastructure, all of concern to a lot of people.
They want safe drinking water. They want places to hunt and hike and fish. They want to know that their well isn't going to run dry. Those are fundamental things that everybody in the state, regardless of their political party, cares about and needs to survive.
For 2017, she says the state's political leaders need to pay attention to their constituents, set aside party differences to ensure the state's natural resources, especially water, are carefully managed.
As taxpayers, we should feel totally comfortable that our drinking water is safe. This is going to have to be something that is prioritized in the state, you know, taking care of things like manure and lead and other contaminants that are in our water.
She says Wisconsinites saw what happened in Flint, Michigan, and they want no part of a mess like that. Kroger is going to be spending more than $50 million to renovate Pick and Save stores next year. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says Kroger now has about 40% of the grocery market in the metro Milwaukee area, thanks to its buyout of Roundy's last year. The grocery chain has already been remodeling Pick and Save stores in Madison and the Fox Valley. The chief executive of Kroger is Rodney McMullen. He admits there's a lot riding on the performance in Wisconsin. And the Wisconsin Lottery Office says one of the two winning tickets sold for last Friday's Badger 5 game was from a gas station convenience store at 13600 6 Mile Road in Caledonia. The other winner sold at a grocery store in Green Bay. The jackpot to be split, $137,000. A survey of the state's banking executives by the Wisconsin Bankers Association shows 57% of the respondents are expecting the state economy will grow in the first 6 months of next year. 43% think conditions will remain about the same. None of them mentioned a decline. It's an improvement over last year when only 30% predicted economic improvement. 63% thought conditions would hold steady, and 7% expected worsening conditions. Word from Washington today, the U.S. Labor Department says new claims for jobless benefits, they fell by 10,000 last week, and Wisconsin was a part of the equation. 265,000 people filed first-time claims for the week that ended December 24th. That marked 95 straight weeks of initial claims under 300,000. Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan, Massachusetts, they had the largest increases in claims. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Colorado reporting the biggest decreases. T-Mobile has an update for the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 problem. Sierra Crawford says it's a killer.
The company has become the first major mobile carrier in the U.S. to issue a software update that will shut down the phone to prevent further battery explosions. Once installed, the Note 7 will no longer be able to charge or connect to any networks. Samsung hopes the move will force the hands of those who have not yet traded in the phones to finally get an alternative. Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T will roll out similar updates next week. I'm Sierra Crawford.
The National Labor Relations Board filed a complaint recently that alleges home improvement retailer Menards misclassified delivery drivers as independent contractors to avoid providing them with workplace protection. The complaint also alleges Menards violated federal labor laws by including an arbitration clause in the employee handbook, which prohibits the workers from filing class action lawsuits and unfair labor practice charges with the NLRB. The response from the Eau Claire headquarters: we feel that the NLRB is wrong, and we plan to vigorously defend ourselves against these ridiculous allegations. And language from the state DNR's webpage on the Great Lakes that said humans and greenhouse gases are the main cause of climate change has been changed to read the Earth is going through a change, and the reasons for this change at this particular time is the Earth's long history. They're being debated and researched by academic entities outside the Department of Natural Resources. The recent report card for Racine Unified garnered significant attention within the community and has a lot of response going in different directions to make needed improvements, though local officials say it's more than just test scores that'll tell the story. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Mayor John Dicker talked about continuing to address the issue of poverty, especially how it impacts students.
And I think that's the key to really having successful schools in the long run. And I think that's something that's being addressed with us and a lot of the groups, United Way and a lot of the groups around the cities in the county. When you start dealing with those key issues that the kids are bringing into school, a kid's not going to learn if they're coming into school hungry, cold, and tired.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave said continued early childhood education through the 4K program, that can hopefully include some state help.
We're going up to Madison next week. We're going to try to get Racine County as the only pilot program in the state of Wisconsin to be able to fund 4K kindergarten with the help of child care subsidy. But if we can get 4K kindergarten going and then on the back end get the high school academies, you're really going to see Unified take off.
Another component to improving education is mental health, which affects a lot of families. Delagrave mentioning a March or April groundbreaking on the county's clinic expansion. Mayor Dickert noting great underfunding by the state and federal governments to address mental health. Could be a significant shortage of teachers in Wisconsin over the coming years as more baby boomers retire. Wisconsin Education Association Council President Ron Martin says part of the problem is finding new teachers and getting people to stick to those careers.
We're seeing individuals who perhaps start in teaching, but the debt that they come out of college with is so high that they either don't go into teaching to begin with, or if they're in teaching, they leave it real soon.
Martin claiming there's also the contributing factor of non-support for new teachers. Meanwhile, state education officials, they're backing a program that supports high school students who are thinking about a career in education. And the Bong Recreation Area in Kenosha County is going to be among those across the state welcoming in the new year with a chance for the public to stay dry, first of all, but also to get some exercise and just come take a look around the place. Sunday, January 1st, is what's being called First Day Hike. Dressed to be outside, the event will only be canceled with a blizzard or if it's bitterly cold. Otherwise, you meet at the Visitor Center between 3 and 4 p.m. Take note, a 2017 Wisconsin State Park admission sticker will be required. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.